The Reapportionment Commission is charged with making sure the statehouse seats are equal in population to coincide with the latest census numbers. Voters created an independent commission to draw new lines to try and make the process less political. But the final vote on new maps ended up being just that. It was swift and dramatic and fell along party lines, with the lone unaffiliated voter siding with Democrats. Republicans scoffed, and one Republican lawmaker even stormed out of the room.
This is a politically vindictive map. It puts our leadership for Republicans all into districts together, and so I will absolutely vote no. I wish I could vote no 3 or 4 times.
That's Republican Commissioner Mario Nicholas. He says Democrats engaged in procedural shenanigans by submitting maps after the deadline, giving Republicans little recourse. Fellow Republican Commissioner Rob Whitwer says it's not fair that Democrats submitted late maps.
I'm talking about an entire brand new map that nobody had ever seen before. 5 days is an awful lot of time to work on an extra map, especially when you and only you get to preview the other side's map. And it's clear to anyone who watched the deliberations, this turned out to be a major tactical advantage.
Whitwer also criticized the commission for cutting off debate and not allowing him to bring forward a different map on Tuesday that he says is less drastic.
My question is, what are we afraid of? We have another 7 days to get this right. What are we afraid of seeing more maps, more opportunities to see if we can do it better?
The commission began its work last summer and had high hopes for a bipartisan process. It's perfectly balanced. Legislative leaders, the governor, and the state Supreme Court's chief justice appointed the commissioners, which include 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans, and 1 unaffiliated voter. That lone unaffiliated voter, Mario Carrera, was elected chairman and cast the swing vote.
I am not responsible for particular party strategy, for the Republicans nor for the Democrats. And I will not accept responsibility for a party that was outsmarted in this process. That's exactly what happened.
Carrera's faced a lot of criticism from Republicans who say he's in lockstep with Democrats. But he says Republicans could have submitted maps beyond what they thought was the deadline, and it's their own fault for not getting things together.
They are not very well organized. I had an opportunity to deal with this party, and they were all in different places at different times. They could not coordinate. They could not really discuss things with each other. And if I'm a basketball coach and I'm losing games, I know what my future looks like.
Colorado's population has grown by almost 17% over the past decade, the 9th highest growth rate in the country. Republicans worry that the future with the new maps will lead to a Democratic majority in both chambers. Here's Commissioner Steve Toole.
The maps that went forward, frankly, strongly favor the Democrats. Probably 36-29 in a kind of a neutral election year, Democrat in the House, and probably 19-16 in the Senate.
But Democrats say the process was bipartisan. Senator Morgan Carroll of Aurora says it was thorough and the maps follow the state constitution.
If we were not up on deadlines, it is possible to debate each of these maps more, longer, for days, for weeks. There is no question that it is possible to debate them more, but I don't think it is accurate to say we didn't debate them.
The commission had already adopted bipartisan maps, but Republicans challenged those maps and the Colorado Supreme Court tossed it back to the commission. These final maps still need the court's approval, and it could go back to the commission once again. Some Republicans say they're hoping they get another chance, as these new maps are even less favorable to the GOP. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.